Oh, hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. I'm the host of the Erica Glessing Show, where we bring you 8 minutes of inspiration every day. My guest today is Michael Stunham. He's a fabulous and energetic happiness, Mr. Happy Guy from Vienna. Running the Vienna Happiness Project. And he invites people to come to Happy Land. And I can't say that name, but just outside of Vienna. Welcome, Nigel.
In fact, hi, Erica. I've just come back from Happy Land now, actually. I've been swimming there. It's a leisure center, just 15 kilometers from Vienna.
Nice. So maybe just share with our listeners who may not have met you, where do you think this comes from, this sort of desire to teach happiness? Like, what shows up for you as like to line you up with that?
It's an interesting journey I've been on. Happy Land, as I say, is Mr. Happy. There's a book, one of the Mr. Men series, and he lives in Happy Land. And I started reading this with my son when he was younger. He's about to turn 18. And in some English lessons, when I was giving English lessons in Vienna, I started talking about happiness one day, asking people to define, measure, compare, and increase happiness. And that was back in 2006. And then, so I've been talking with a variety of people since then, and I incorporate Happy Land and Mr. Happy into it because it's a very simple way of describing a state of happiness for me that I find useful with people.
So tell me about kind of a life lesson, maybe a life-changing moment for you where something woke you up.
I describe it as a life-changing wake-up call. I was driving on the motorway in England one day at 2 o'clock in the afternoon doing, let's say 70 miles an hour in the fast lane, and fell asleep and woke up just as I hit a lorry. So I woke up as I had a lorry filling my windscreen.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, pushed the middle of the roof of my car back 12 inches. The windscreen flipped over the roof of the car, and I swerved to avoid the lorry that was on the left as well, and braked to avoid the one in front of me. And the car rocked about all over the place. I was about to slow down and stop in the fast lane, but I thought that's a bit insensitive for other people. So I used the momentum and rolled over to the hard shoulder and parked up neatly there and didn't cause a queue even. And that for me was a big wake up call. And I realize now that I say that 95% or people or so of people are sleepwalking through life, that we've become really dumbed down and that we're not really aware of what we're doing.
Okay, wait, slow down. Just to translate before we go further, what is a lorry?
A lorry is a dirty great thing that's it's a transporter, it's thing in the truck, a truck.
A truck. Okay, thank you. I just, you know, not every single person knows what a lorry is. Yeah. So just being this I'm a global audience, but not everyone knows everything.
This one was like a fairy liquid tube on wheels, if you know what a fairy liquid tube is. So it's the one with a central point at the back with pipes coming down and hit my roof.
Yeah, you know, one of my other guests on the show was actually, she's called the Comfort Killer. Mm-hmm. And what she talks about is kind of a similar phenomena that you're kind of talking about, which is this kind of like going into rote for everything and doing everything the same every day and stopping sort of like, for me, I get the most joy. I actually like having different things happen during the day. So tell us a little bit about if we're kind of feeling like maybe we are going through the motions. Now, I would say my listeners in general are pretty awake, alive, new things. This is a very kind of beautiful audience of pretty much like people who are already kind of in the shift. What can we do to get even bigger with that? What can we do to bring in even more happiness?
Well, I think it's an awareness thing as well. I went out for a walk the other morning, bright and early, and I walked down my street and I saw new shops and new things that I hadn't seen before, and it was just a different level of awareness. Also, then when we're crossing the roads, we're very good rule followers in Austria and Vienna, and we cross the road on the green light. The trouble with this is I think it's numbed us down to a level that we're more concerned about crossing on the green light than actually whether there's a car about to kill us. And there have been situations where that has happened here because you've got cars and people crossing on a green light. And if one's sleepwalking and the other's not looking, then nasty things happen. So it's more awake all the time, I believe.
And what would you say to maybe a starting out entrepreneur who has a business already, but they'd like to just maybe have more happiness in their business space and have more success in their business space? What would mm-hmm. you recommend that someone do?
Well, it's interesting because I was walking up one of the streets the other day, dropped in the streets near here, dropped into a place, and I was talking to a half Austrian, half French guy, and he said, well, how can you train happiness? So it made me think on the spot, and I said, well, we're not actually training happiness. What we're doing is doing things which bring about an increased focus on happiness. There's this triad where if we change our focus, our language, and our physiology, and if we start focusing on happiness and using happy words in our language, that will increase our happiness, I believe. And I've got a 5.5-year-old who's doing that. She's focused on seeing happiness where she goes, and she keeps telling me that she's seen more of it, and she's lovely. there's a new book out of from England's 10 Steps to a Happier Life, and so there are 10 things that we can do there with mindfulness and being more attentive and engaging more with other people around us and everything. So there's simple things we can do to increase our happiness. And there's a couple of great books. One's written by Henry Stewart in London, who runs a company called Happy, and he's got the Happy Manifesto. And so that's a whole set of ideas about how he's running his company and how it's a happier workplace.
All righty. Well, this time went by so fast. Tell us really quick. I'll put some of your book links on my mm-hmm. website under your post. Cool. What was one of the songs you loved when you were 16?
The song that I, when I was 16, would be Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Okay. And then how can we find you, Nigel? Especially Nigel has some activities going on in Vienna. If you're interested in connecting with Nigel, he really does like to connect people who create and generate happiness all over the planet. So yes. How do we find you, and what would you recommend to connect with you?
Well, I've aligned myself with Vienna. I've aligned myself with happiness. You can Google any two of these three, Nigel, Vienna, and Mr. Happy, and you'll find me.
Okay. So go on and find Nigel. Nigel, thank you for joining me from Vienna today. I really appreciate it.
I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.